Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So I do have the odds. Tonight is the congressional baseball game. Hardball, not softball. Dan, who do you think is favored, Democrats or Republicans?
Republicans, no doubt.
Yes, Republicans are 5-7, minus 140.
Who's the heaviest hitter of the Republicans?
Jim Jordan?
You've seen those forearms, man. He likes to display them.
Democrats are 6-5. You make 120 on that. The over and under total runs. They score a lot of runs because they're bad. 20.5. Will there be a home run? That's 25-1. You know, and it illustrates how hard it is to hit a ball out of the park.
We have Ryan Howard himself, Byron Donalds, playing for the Republicans.
Oh, man, we got to get some footage of this. Will you be smoking a cigar as it goes around the bases?
I got Rich McCormick, who just jumped out of a plane for D-Day.
He's playing, okay.
Yeah.
Rand Paul plays.
Steve Scalise.
I'm not sure who he's playing? Yeah.
Yeah.
We remember the unfortunate attack at practice that was, not at the game. I'm not sure who pitches for the Republicans.
We got Joni Ernst coming on tomorrow, and she's allegedly playing.
Remind me of that tomorrow coming on.
I didn't know senators could play, but I guess she's on the roster.
Yeah, it's senators and Congress.
Okay.
Any of the squad playing? I don't think so, probably. It's too much of an American game.
I honestly don't recognize any of these names.
Hit me with any of them, maybe.
Well, Jared Moskovitz.
Yeah, I could see him playing.
Pete Aguilar, Gabe Amo, Nanette Berrigan, Tony Cardenas, we know him, Greg Kassar, Sharice Davids, Don Davis, Chris Delizio, Ruben Gallego, Dan Goldman, Jared Huffman, Tim Kennedy, Mike Levin, Morgan McGarvey, Joe Morrell, Jared Moskovitz, Frank Mervin, Kevin Mullen, Willie Nickel, Alex Padilla, Jimmy Panetta, Raul Ruiz. That sounds like a baseball player.
It sounds like a lot of Hispanic players on the Democrat side.
Pat Ryan, Greg Stanton. Oh, man, there's a Stanton there.
Okay. Will there be a brawl? A bench-clearing brawl? Who will throw the first punch? Democrats are 2-1. Republicans are...
Republicans, there's actually a vote on
yes, that? Republicans are 1-3, meaning a negative 300 if you take the Republicans to throw the first punch. Oh, man. Dan, which reminds me of a story. We had that Dom Giordano basketball game, which I'd love to do again, but lawyers get in the way.
Yeah.
It was at the Farley Plaza right before Memorial Day. We had a sitting governor at that point, Cody, right, playing. And at one point, we were asking Christie, who was going to run for governor, at one of those events, one of those years. And they told me, no, he doesn't play basketball. He plays baseball. He's a catcher. Oh, my God. I would live to see Christie guarding me in basketball.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you think Christie can still get down in the catcher pose?
No.
No?
I'm thinking
without
that's
rolling
kind
over?
Of doubtful. Yes.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, it's come out how much Trump likes Burgum, Doug Burgum.
Why?
And they went back and talked about he's very Pence-like, how Pence didn't want the VP thing that much. And Trump told Pence, you got to take it. Chris Christie's calling me every 10 seconds. There you go.
Trump's like the, he always goes after the girl he can't get.
There you go. Yeah,
the one that's like, I'm interested.
Pence is nonchalant. I got to take Pence.
Yeah, I got to go after Pence.
And then Kristi Noem made
act like you don't want it. That's how you
get it. Kristi Noem really made a play like she doesn't want it by her annex.
Now, do you judge negatively congressmen that aren't playing that should be playing, like Matt Gaetz?
Yeah, I'm surprised Matt Gaetz is not.
Is it the hair? He doesn't want to wear a hat?
There might be a beanball attack there. You know what I mean? Kevin McCarthy will slip a guy a thousand.
Or like Lauren Boebert. I thought she would probably be a good baseball player, right?
Marjorie Taylor Greene against Crockett. Imagine turning the base from Crockett.
AOC throwing pitches at Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, none of the squad are in that. I guess false eyelashes not allowed. All right, let's go. Before I tell you about General Milley and this expose that came out over the weekend that we're having somebody on tomorrow, let's go to Joe of Exton on the side question today. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes. Hello, Don, and good afternoon.
Thank you, Joe.
In Greek mythology.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is a two-headed dog monster called Cerebus. An obstacle that Ulysses and his men had to overcome as they made their way back to Athens.
So you're putting in the combo, the two-headed dog, the two heads.
I got to ask Joe, I'm going to put him on the spot here.
Yeah.
Homer or Shakespeare?
I think Homer.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's an upset. Wow.
I did not expect that.
All right, Joe, the two-headed monster dog as a combo, Dan. This guy, Dan, are we going to get anybody else if we did this 100 years that's going to say that? He's one of a kind, right on brand as usual. All right, General Milley, this from the Julie Kelly Substack, who will be on the show tomorrow. The author, Haley McLean, who I think worked with her on this. In the days and weeks leading up to January 6th, the nation's highest-ranking military officer, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, was moving in lockstep with the political anxieties of top Democratic leaders. Now, Dan, it's one thing to be undercutting Trump. You don't know what Trump might do. Okay, this is bad enough that this is outside the bounds of the military, right? But then he reasons, and this column brings it out, that he had a fear that he told senior military officers concerning the potential misuse of the National Guard by the president. He indicated those concerns were influenced by Milley, who made disparaging remarks about the president, regularly referred to his fear of a potential Reichstag moment. Now, the colonel who was in charge of the National Guard said, wait a minute, let me get this straight with this guy. It's bad enough he's undercutting. He was afraid of the National Guard being involved because Trump was going to be ordering almost universally black men from D.C. to help him overthrow the government. This is General Milley. This is the brain trust here. The author says, accounts of Milley's approach to the unfolding situation during the late days of the Trump administration are detailed in a new book, I Alone Can Fix It, and an August 2022 report in The New Yorker. They present a picture of Milley that's much different from the disinterested persona he has cultivated. He considered resigning in the summer of 2020 during the height of the George Floyd riots. He decided against it. Blank that blank, he told the staff, I'll just fight him, meaning Trump. Embodying a self-styled narrative of heroic defiance, Milley was prepared to face severe consequences to counter what he perceived as a grave threat. If they want to court-martial me or put me in prison, have at it. The author then says, according to the New Yorker report, they describe Milley's continued outreach to Democrats close to Biden, including, why does this woman always turn up in this, regular interactions with Susan Rice. It's always Susan Rice, the ultimate conduit to the Obamas and anything behind the scenes. They then go on to talk about the January 6th trial by Liz Cheney. And the memo that was put out by Milley authorized 340 D.C. National Guard personnel to assist law enforcement with traffic control and metro support, stationed 40 personnel at Joint Base Andrews to serve as the quick reaction in case of emergency. However, the memo restricted General Walker from employing them without explicit personal approval from the Army Secretary McCarthy, a condition previously not imposed. So there's a lot here. A lot more dribbles out day to day on January 6th and the role that Milley played in this. But imagine, again, it's one thing for the military to be trying to cut off the president of the United States. We know how dangerous that is. But particularly to fear that he would be able to use the National Guard from D.C. of all places to stage a Reichstag moment at the White House in order to stay in power. All right, tomorrow we'll have Julie Kelly breaking it down since she's one of the researchers involved with this. But over the weekend, reading this stuff, it sounds nuts. It is nuts. But this is where we are. I want to play you, of all people, noted Trump hater extraordinaire Donnie Deutsch, one of the chief insiders on Morning Joe. Critical, though, of all these people, and over the weekend, Democrats couldn't stop themselves. It's outrageous. The number of people killed to free Israeli hostages, apparently some of them were being held by an alleged Gaza journalist. Guy was a journalist, and he's holding them for Hamas. Another was an alleged doctor. And Donnie Deutsch, who just goes off, at least shows some sanity here. The number of Democrats saying, my God, look at all the people. Can you imagine if we had hostages there, would we say we can't go in and get them out because either these people are sympathetic to Hamas or they're there, and if we go in, some of them are going to be killed? I've seen all kinds of numbers, and I don't want to be remorseless about it, but our people, we know they're in that particular area, and we don't go in with whatever we can and try to be as careful as we can. If people around Hamas get killed and we rescue our hostages, by the way, CNN really got over the weekend nailed. They put up a Chyron, Dan, that that said, they brought on a guest, and the guest went, no, I'm not continuing here, because the Chyron said, hostages released. They weren't released. And one of the people who led the charge in there was killed. They named the brigade now after him, so the Israelis suffered too. How are we not universally celebrating this? Here's Donnie Deutsch.
Conflicting numbers on casualties and hostages hidden in neighborhoods. Well, who are these people who are holding these hostages, and who is Hamas, and is there any difference? Questions on all sides.
That's the last question. I'd love to start with an answer. And, you know, we hear these headlines that, you know, four hostages rescued and 270 Palestinian civilians killed. And we need to start to look at that word civilians. And obviously war is ugly. But when in the case of this instance, when the hostages were being held by a Palestinian journalist, a civilian, and a Palestinian doctor, a civilian, these are not civilians. These are Hamas ambassadors.
I thought he had a little bit more there. He went into a little bit more detail. That's okay. But making the point that I would make, that this is just, he made the point when those hostages were being dragged through the streets of Gaza, hundreds of thousands of people turned out and were cheering the sport, the bloodthirsty rage. Were they doing that because they had to? Who knows? But the bottom line is Israel did exactly the right thing. Now, Hamas is inflating the number of people that were killed and rescuing them. But if an American president said, no, you know, if we go in there, there's going to be collateral damage. I'm not going to go in and rescue those hostages. My God, they did exactly the right thing. They were as precise as they could be. And yes, there were civilian casualties. Here is Connolly, this Democrat, Representative Connolly. Here's what he says about the loss of life in rescuing the four Israeli hostages. Cut 16.
I think the loss of Gantz really fractures unity in Israel at a time where it desperately needs it. But I do think it's going to put, and I hope it does, political pressure on Netanyahu to end the fighting and the killing and come to an agreement so the hostages can be released and civilians can try to restore their lives.
Hundreds of Palestinians were killed in the raid that rescued those four Israeli hostages yesterday. How might that impact ceasefire negotiations?
Well, I think the initial response, obviously, in Israel is joy and celebration at the release of four hostages who have been there for 8 months in the tender loving mercies of Hamas. That is to be celebrated. But the loss of life incurred in doing that is something that I think it's horrifying, and I would hope that the Israeli military and the Israeli government take a moment of reflection about the high costs of their operations generally in Gaza.
You know what? How about following up with a question? What the hell does that mean? And if those were American hostages, I'm not saying we go in there and we use a tactical nuclear weapon or anything. You try to be as surgical as you can. But in the end, we're coming for you. We're coming to get our people back. I saw some of these squad members posting. You can imagine if the Palestinians came into Israel to get their people back and did this, what the world would say. They wouldn't be coming in to get hostages. They'd be coming in to get terrorists and killers out. Boy, October 7th is only, X number of months. We're nowhere near a year yet, right? And still, they just show their hand, defacing statues, national heroes right in front of the White House, nothing done about it over the weekend, pushing the Secret Service back. That type of stuff has to stop. They just have to roll in there and say, that's it. We're arresting every one of you. We'll call in whatever we have to do to arrest you. You're not going to overwhelm us. But not with Biden. He's scared to death of all this stuff. By the way, we have not received let me take Lou now. Maybe that'll get it off. Here's what Trump said, Dan, the tipping that Dan has more experience. I only worked in a restaurant bar for a while about President Trump saying, let's get rid of the tax on tipping as a tactical matter. It's already in Nevada moving votes. What's going to be the Democrat response to this? Here's what he said.
This is the first time I've said this. And for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy. Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips. We're not going to do it. And we're going to do that right away. First thing in office, because it's been a point of contention for years and years and years. And you do a great job of service. You take care of people. And I think it's going to be something that really is deserved. More importantly, popular or unpopular. I do some unpopular things, too, if it's right for the country. I do what's right. But so those people that have jobs in restaurants, whatever the job may be, a tipping job, we're not going after for taxes anymore. This will be ended. And I announced that for the first time. First time I've brought it up. First time anyone's brought it up. I think it's never been brought up before. And I also think it's very appropriate.
Let's see if he continues with it. Several people earlier today made the point across racial lines, working class lines, etc., not just in Nevada, casinos and all. That's a winner. Even CBS reporting, they interviewed a lot of people that said, wow, even a chance at doing that, you know what a difference that would make in their lives? Yeah, tremendous difference. Dan, I don't know if I should take this call, though. Lou in Royersford is stop tipping.
Yeah,
get him out. Get him out of here.
Yeah, I'm ready here. All right, Lou, we're going to hear you out. Why have you stopped tipping, Lou?
Because they're taxable, and I tell the waiter or the barmaid, this is not a tip. This is a personal gift from me to you, and it's not taxable.
Now, wait a minute, though. How does that work, though, you know, to get around? Do they act on that, that you're telling them personal tip? Personal gift, I mean.
I don't know what they do, but I'll tell you what. They appreciate the statement. And I get the biggest smiles. My girlfriend starts laughing because the first time I did it, we didn't know how it was going to go over. But when they come to pick up the money, I say, see that? That's not a tip. I show them the money that it's there. That's a personal gift from me and you, and that is not taxable unless I give you $10,000, and that's not going to happen. And I'm going to tell you, the smile on the faces is incredible. I've made their day.
Absolutely.
Like a fun guy.
Absolutely, genuinely. Lou. But now, Dan, does this stand up? We may have to call an expert. Johnny Z at Mulligan's might have a theory on this as we're looking forward to. No, I love that, Lou. I don't know how in the world, you know, they could act on that. The federal government might come after everybody.
Well, I've even crossed out tip and wrote personal gift on the receipt.
Very nice, Lou. Who's your combo partners?
Well, how about the Lone Ranger and Tonto?
Should have taken that one off, Dan. That's a pretty good one. Yes, Lone Ranger and Tonto. I don't know. I love that. That opens up a can of worms, you know, just saying it. I'm surprised nobody has said this before on the Republican side, though. You know, why? That's why Trump's such a wild card. I think some Republicans, Dan, would be thinking, well, wait a minute, though. Why just people getting tips? How about other people? You know, I get it. But as a winning tactic to show you a mindset, what do Democrats counter with that? Oh, Trump's just for billionaires. No, he just
said, raise taxes on tipped workers.
Yeah, we're going to raise taxes on those wealthy people making tips. Here I thought Lou was going to say, Dan, he doesn't tip.
I was getting ready for some fireworks.
Oh, we're going to be some fireworks there. Absolutely. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board, jump in, and particularly on this tipping thing. I love this idea. Trump is, look, all things being equal, who knows, but if we look at it right now, I'm pretty certain that Trump's going to win Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Everything is firing there for even post-verdict and all that stuff. It looks good. That would mean, though, he still needs you know what. And I'm still holding out whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win the presidency. That's the way the trend would go. So I like to think this station, these four local shows, and Mark Levin, et cetera, we are Walter Sterling. Walter Sterling, Dan saw him at the convention, as always, another local show. The power of the listeners right there is enough to get this over the top. And Scott Presler is mainly headquartered in Pennsylvania. Don't forget, come out and see him at Dom Day just a week from this Friday. Mulligan's is going to be incredible. Ernie Tedeschi, a former Biden economist. How does this guy still have a job at Yale? At Yale's University Budget Lab on the Tipping says, we have to think about the unforeseen consequences of this. Money finds a way to game the system. Okay? An auto body shop could restrain its prices and wages and strongly encourage tipping as a way to get untaxed income to workers. Wall Street Journal doesn't like it either. Uh-oh, Trump's on to something here, Dan. This is the essence of populism. We got to explore this more, this whole idea of what he's talking about. All right, let's see. Let's go to 855-839-1210, first of all. But this tipping ploy by Trump is intriguing. Now, Congress would have to go along with it. Why would they object to it? They also say they could potentially avoid Social Security taxes, Medicare taxes, and federal income taxes. Employers who owe payroll taxes on both tips and wages would have an incentive to keep wages low and encourage tips instead. Trump himself, says the Wall Street Journal, owns several service industry businesses. Is that why Trump's doing it? No. He's doing it because it's a popular idea with a lot of people who work around tips across the board, and a lot of them are in key swing states, particularly where he was in Nevada. Now, I hope he drills down, fleshes this out, takes some of the criticism and, pushes back on them. I think this is the type of idea that opens up people to say, you know what, why is this guy on my side on this? Why are Democrats not? Why are they not proposing anything like this? Because they're not going to. Because they want that revenue. That revenue is theirs. They want to tell you, here's the premise. Republicans, at least when they're good at it, are telling you the job is to let you keep more of your own money and you decide. The job is to give you school choice. Democrats are saying, nope, we'll take your money. We'll do a better job with it. You'll have a better life the more of your money we take. That's simplistic, but that's what it comes down to. All right, Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon there, Don and Dan, Jim. I just wanted to mention one thing real quick, is that there are canvassers out in Bucks County that are trying to recruit people to do mail-ins, just so you know. So,
well, that's good.
They're busy out here.
Yeah, that's
busy
good.
Out here.
Yeah.
Okay, my combo duo is the guys that made music. In Philly years ago, they recorded at Sigma Sound Studios at 12th and Race, and put together such songs as TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia. I'm talking about Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff.
That's a great combo. Yeah, Dan, we've had several songwriting. So McCartney, Lennon,
Elton John,
Toppin, and this one, Dan, I'm not sure as a combo, but it is. It's biblical, but I think we could allow it. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Hey, I'm trying to think outside the box
for you.
Oh,
yes.
That's every day with your theme. Before I get to my selection, if I could, you guys hit two things in my wheelhouse today, baseball and real estate. If I could tell Dan what's going on in Camden, and Dom, you should be able to identify with this, the Mendoza line.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah, go ahead.
You can't get any lower in house value than Camden as a county. So the only place to go is up. Like if you got a $12 million house in Bergen County and you got a $50,000 house in Camden, and the $50,000 house goes up to 90, and the $12 million house only goes up to 1.3, That's the statistics you're talking about.
Well, and look, even I have to say now that Camden is better than what's going on here in Philadelphia.
Sure.
You know, during the Kenny years.
And one of the side effects they're actually seeing is a lot of people are moving out to Camden rather than Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't think I'd see it in my lifetime. I got to admit it. When we had Lou Capelli and others on that I know, Joe, I think that Camden's doing a pretty good job there. The police chief was excellent when we've had him on.
And I see that, too. It's creating a demand. Absolutely.
Yep.
My selection is, in the name of Hollywood and the Hollywood elite, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Are you going to turn someone? You know, we should do a side question. Who would you turn to salt someday, Dan? Yes.
Well, Tom, I got to tell you, there was a famous ball player who grew up with my dad in the Trenton area. My dad was friends with Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention his name, but he played with not the California Angels, but the Los Angeles Angels. And he had girlfriends, big time luminaries, big time names. And my dad saw him later in life, and he asked him, he said, what's it like out here in Hollywood? He said, it is Sodom and Gomorrah.
There you go. Thank you, Jolton Joe. Apparently a very miserable person, Dan. Persona is there.
Yeah.
You know the old going to South Philly, right? Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? They say Joe DiMaggio. Who's second? Vince DiMaggio. Oh, my God. Who's third? And I forget the third DiMaggio. Come on. Give it a rest here. All right, coming to your calls next. Lightning round, 855-839-1210. I love the tip talk. I know that Greg does too, Dan. Anytime we talk about it, talk radio. But so many people have worked for tips in one way or another.
Are you a 20% guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Roe's more than it. Roe, as I told you, Dan, I told you, she just took out a $100 bill the other night. I couldn't even calculate how much of a tip was. She had this holding in her palm. She was going to give that $100 bill no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All it takes is just one refill to show up early and Maisie's like, yeah, here's $100.
Well, it had to be 33%. We really like the server. This is at Vigiano's over in Concha.
So do you stop her and say no?
On that one, I said, yeah, but my God, you know, it's like, it's over 33. It's like 38%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
And it's for my birthday.
So the bill was how much?
Toward me. And
65,
so she does
you
it.
Said, and she gave what, 35 tip?
It was over 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so, yeah.
Well, every time they see you coming now, they're going to be fighting over serving you guys.
Now, we like the one server.
Yeah.
That's generous, but she is just relentless.
Well, it was also like a gift, right? So.
Yes, but I don't know that I'm on board with that much now. Come on. That's a little. Dan, have you ever tipped 35, 38%?
Maisie just tipped 29% at Olive Garden this past weekend.
Well, Olive Garden. I can understand that. Wait a minute. Maisie's in the...
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
There are canvassers out in Bucks County that are trying to recruit people to do mail-ins, just so you know. So,
well, that's good.
They're busy out here.
Yeah, that's
busy
good.
Out here.
Yeah.
Okay, my... Combo Duo is the guys that made music in Philly years ago. They recorded at Sigma Sound Studios at 12th and Race, and put together such songs as TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia. I'm talking about Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff.
That's a great combo. Yeah, Dan, we've had several songwriting. So McCartney, Lennon,
Elton John,
Toppin, and this one, Dan, I'm not sure as a combo, but it is. It's biblical, but I think we could allow it. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Hey, I'm trying to think outside the box
for you. Yes.
That's every day with your theme. Guys, before I get to my selection, if I could, you guys hit two things in my wheelhouse today, baseball and real estate. If I could tell Dan what's going on in Camden. And, Dom, you should be able to identify with this, the Mendoza line.
Yeah, tell me. Go ahead.
You can't get any lower in house value than Camden as a county. So the only place to go is up. Like, if you got a $12 million house in Bergen County and you got a $50,000 house in Camden, and the $50,000 house goes up to 90, and the $12 million house only goes up to 1.3, that's the statistics you're talking about.
Well, and look, even I have to say now that Camden is better than what's going on here in Philadelphia.
Sure.
You know, during the Kenny years.
And one of the side effects they're actually seeing is, you know, a lot of people are moving out to Camden rather than Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't think I'd see it in my lifetime. I got to admit it. When we had Lou Capelli and others on that I know, Joe, I think that Camden's doing a pretty good job. The police chief was excellent when we've had him on.
And I see that, too. It's creating a demand. Absolutely.
Yep.
My selection is, in the name of Hollywood and the Hollywood elite, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Are you going to turn someone? You know, we should do a side question. Who would you turn to salt someday, Dan? Yes.
Well, Tom, I got to tell you, there was a famous ball player who grew up with my dad in the Trenton area. My dad was friends with Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention his name, but he played with not the California Angels, but the Los Angeles Angels. And he had girlfriends, big time luminaries, big time names. And my dad saw him later in life, and he asked him, he said, what's it like out there in Hollywood? He said, it is Sodom and Gomorrah.
There you go. Thank you, Jolton Joe. Apparently a very miserable person, Dan. Persona is there.
Yeah.
You know the old going to South Philly, right? Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? They say Joe DiMaggio. Who's second? Vince DiMaggio. Oh, my God. Who's third? And I forget the third DiMaggio. Come on. Give it a rest here. All right, coming to your calls next, lightning round, 855-839-1210. I love the tip talk. I know that Greg does too, Dan, anytime we talk about it, talk radio. But so many people have worked for tips in one way or another.
Are you a 20% guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roe's more than it. Roe, as I told you, Dan, I told you, she just took out a $100 bill the other night. I couldn't even calculate how much of a tip was. She had this holding in her palm. She was going to give that $100 bill no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All it takes is just one refill to show up early, and Maisie's like, yeah, here's $100.
Well, it had to be 33%. We really like the server. This is at Vigiano's over in Concha.
So do you stop her and say no?
On that one, I said, yeah, but my God, you know, it's like, it's over 33. It's like 38%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
And it's for my birthday.
So the bill
it's
was how much?
Toward me, and so
65, you said, and she gave, what, 35 tip?
It was over 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so, yeah.
Well, every time they see you coming now, they're going to be fighting over serving you guys.
Now, we like the one server.
Yeah.
That's generous, but she is just
Well, it was also like a gift, right? So.
Yes, but I don't know that I'm on board with that much now. Come on. That's a little. Dan, have you ever tipped 35, 38%?
Maisie just tipped 29% at Olive Garden this past weekend.
Well, Olive Garden. Like, I can understand that. Wait a minute. Maisie's in the
and I was angry because my Zuppa Toscana was not refilled quick enough to get that much of a tip.
And
so we had a debate.
Maisie's into the Olive Garden.
Oh, we both love it.
All right, there you go. Yeah, large support. What does he always show?
The thing is, though, our last name is Polish, though it's not Giordano.
Work. Yes, I once interviewed a chef from Northern Italy at WWDB. That touted the Olive Garden. And,
right.
Yeah, what he was going to bring to it. It seemed to be more bread.
He was talking like the actual garden of olives out
back.
Yeah,
it was just more bread and minestrone. Yeah.
Is that the soup that you go with, minestrone? Or
of course, minestrone.
Yeah,
yes.
You ever have the chicken gnocchi?
No. Oh, stick with the minestrone. Best in the city.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.